And therefore, Min Astam will say the son will come to kill the father if the father resists. Only in the case that you know for sure the son will not, then you have no right to kill the son. So that's the pshatim, right? One's the father, one's the son. Omar Rav sounds like this. Call the osa yolai b'machkarta. Rav said upon himself, any person that's going to come and break into my house, dig under my fence, ketinolei, I'm going to kill him. In other words, any normal person coming in, most probably he's coming to kill me also. Levar excluding Rav Chanina bar Shila. Only Rav Chanina bar Shila, if he would rob, come into my house, him I would not kill. My time, what's the reason, why not? Let me, if you want to tell me, Mishum, that's tzaddikul, because he's a tzaddik, and therefore he will not kill me. But listen, what kind of a tzaddik could he be? If right now he's digging under my fence coming in, what kind of a tzaddik is he? Must right now he got a yetzer inside him. Right now he's going to do bad. So if he's going to steal from me, he may come and kill me also. That's not a sworn up not to protect yourself. Kuach nefesh. Elo rather means like this. What he meant to say is, Mishum de kimli begavei de merachim alai. I know for sure he loves me and he'll have rachmanis on me. Kerachim abalaben. Like I know this person also has rachmanis upon me like a father would have upon a son. In other words, he's teaching us, the pasuk before doesn't only mean a father when he steals by his son that the son can't kill the father. It's not only a father. If you know anybody else like that, you know somebody that loves you just like a father would love you, in such a case, even though now he has a mishagas, that he has to steal money, and he's even coming into your house to steal money, but the pshat is he figures, listen, he's my good buddy, even if he sees me, most probably will just say, what do you want, money, take it, so he's not there to kill you. So in such a case, you have no right to kill him. It's not only the father, it's anybody that loves you, is close to you like your father. Turn around, but a word like this, domim loy means, he has his blood, means when a father comes to steal, you have no right to kill him, he's still supposed to stay alive. Ben b'chol ben b'shabbos. Whether the father is coming to steal on Shabbos or on the weekday, the same halacha. When the pasuk says, ein loy domin, another person that has no more life, you have a right to kill him. Again, ben b'chol ben b'shabbos. Whether he's stealing, coming in on the weekday or on Shabbos, they're both the same halacha. So what's going on here? Bishleim, I would understand, ein loy domin. That that you say someone's coming in to steal, that you have a right to kill him, like he doesn't have life anymore, you're telling me now, Bein b'choil, Bein b'shabbos, that's good, itzrich, that's a chiddush. Because otherwise, Salko Daita Chamina, I would have thought to say, listen, Mi di di heve aruge bezdin, this person now that's a roidif, so the Torah says you have a right to kill him to protect yourself, but maybe it's not better off than haruge bezdin, when bezdin has a right to kill somebody. That the other halacha is, did the Shabbos like Katlinen? We had before that on Shabbos like Savaro Eish Bechol Mashmas Seichem teaches us that Bezdin cannot use fire, he cannot kill somebody on Shabbos. That Bezdin cannot kill on Shabbos. So I would have thought to say that if somebody is coming to kill you, the heter to kill him is not better than Herugei Bezdin, that you have the right to kill him on Shabbos. Kamash will know, yes you do. Here it's better. Here it's self-protection. It's because nefesh for yourself. Person's coming to kill you on Shabbos, you have a right to get up and protect yourself and kill him, even on Shabbos. Okay, that's one chiddush. That's good. Turn over. But the other way around, you have a right to kill him. Ela domim loy. But in the case when your father is coming in to steal, that you have no right to kill him, so it says there also bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Whether he's coming in the weekday, or whether he's breaking in on Shabbos, you have the right to kill him. What do you have to say this for? Hashtu b'chol lo katlinen lei, madach if on a weekday, when your father is breaking into your house, you have no right to kill him, says so b'shabbos mi boy, for sure if he's breaking in on Shabbos, for sure you have no right to kill him. Like, why were, of course, what's to be the tzad to kill him on Shabbos? He's your father, he has rachmanis, of course you can't kill him on Shabbos. So Morin says, on the Rav Sheshes, you know what the chiddush of this writer is? Ela lefakeach olav es agal. Whether you have to protect him or not. That's the case. While he was coming in, it caved in on him. Your father's digging under the door to come into the house, and while he's digging in, it caves in on him. Lefakeach olav es agal, you have to protect him or not and save him now. If he's a person that would have come to kill you, you have no heter to save him now. On Shabbos, you have the right to be mechallel Shabbos to save him. But if he's like your father, that you know for sure he was not coming to kill you, he's not called a roidif, so then you have no right to kill him, he has no chiv misa, therefore you have to save him. If now it caved in on him on Shabbos, you have a right to be mechallel Shabbos to save the person. That's the chiddush over here. So if a kerech lo tagal, you have right to mechallel Shabbos, has pikuch nefesh to save him. The Rashi says, kerech lo tagal, im kishoya choyter, nofel olav agal, it caved in on him. Mefakin olav hecha deloy bual liskin afortunately. He does not come to kill you, so then there's still the mitzvah of pikuch nefesh, you have a right to save him even on Shabbos. But that's the chiddush. But if he's coming to kill you, then he's chayiv misa, he's called the gavra ketila, he's called at that time, you have the right to be mechal Shabbos to save a dead person. Tana Rabban learned like this. Pasuk says, v'huka, if you hit somebody, b'chol adam, any person, ulmeis, if you killed him, b'chol misa shati yochol le'amisai. Rashi says, v'huka, b'chol adam afilu enoi bal ha-momen, mutal hogot. Means if you see somebody coming to kill somebody, whoever sees that has a right to protect him and kill the roidif. That's called v'huka b'chol adam. Anybody has a right to kill the roidif. Ulmeis, and they kill the roidif. So the pasuk says that you're potter if you kill the roidif. How did you kill him? B'chol misha shata yochol amisoi. Any way you could protect the person, the nirdav, by killing the roidif, any way to kill the roidif you have a right to. So what's like this? Bishleim v'huka b'chol adam. To teach us what? That a roidif, anybody has a right to kill him, itzrech, that's the chiddush. Because otherwise, sakut adich, I mean, I would have thought to say, bala bayis, only the owner, only the nirdaf, the one that the person is running after, the kim lo, he knows for sure. You know yourself that you won't be able to, like, to sit back and watch a person steal your money. You're going to resist. If so, you know the person's coming to kill you, you have a right to kill him. Avalacha, but a third party. Light, he does not know for sure that the owner will resist. So maybe it's not called a roidif. That's kamashmula know. That minastam, if you see somebody coming in, breaking in and stealing, you should know the owner will resist, and it'll be a question of a roidif, therefore you have a right to kill him. The roidifu, viafilu achar nami, even somebody else, a third person, has a right to kill the roidif. That's a chiddush, good. El ameis. But this nirdaf, whoever wants the nirdaf, whoever wants to save the person, who wants to come and kill the roidif, you have right to kill him any way possible. Lomli, what do I need this for? Meratzeach nafkash, learn it out from a murderer, from Meratzeach. The Tani learned this chiddush already once. The pasuk says, Mois yumas, hamake ratzeachu. The person kills somebody, so his misa's punishment back is we kill him. Now, ein liyela b'misamur bari. Only besides, if somebody kills another Jew, he's chayiv sayif. Maybe Bezna only kills him with the mis he deserves. Minayin, how do we know? Shemiyata yochol amisa b'misa haksuba boy. If it's not possible for Bezna right now to give him sayif, how do I know? Shata rishoy lahamisa b'chomisa shata yochol amisai, that you have the right to kill him any way possible, any type of amisa, you have a right to give him. Talmud Leiman, this the pasuk says, "Moist, you must become akum." Anyway, if you have a murderer, that there was a psak din that he killed, there was a asroah in front of Bezdin, and now we can't catch the murderer. Whoever could kill him has a right to kill him. Anyway, so we have this limit already. There's somebody's chayiv misa, and you can't kill him. The regular misa, you can kill him anyway. So with a roidif, also the same svara. If a person's being roidif, somebody's trying to kill the person for self-protection, you have a right to kill that roidif any way you want. Tumor says, no, I would have thought to say, Shani Yosom, the Yom HaKro, Mais Yumas. There's a special Xeris HaKosov by a murderer. The Pasuk says, Mais Yumas, you have a right to kill him anyway. Okay, but Venigma Minei, let's turn out from there, to any time, to a Raidef also. Tumor says, no, I'll tell you, Mishum Dehevi Rotsayach, the Goel Adam. It says the same Kiddush by a Goel Adam, where somebody killed your relative, Bishagig, and then he goes out of the Yoram Miklut, that the relative has a right to kill him. So says that's chiddush also by girl adam. Any way you have a right to kill him. So therefore it comes out it's shneik suvim aboyin ki yechod, and the klal is v'chol shneik suvim aboyin ki yechod. If the Torah says it twice, ein melamben, it's telling us twice, not once, to teach us you can't learn out. So therefore I need it for chiddush. I would have thought only these two places and not by a roidif. That's why I need this bryce to teach us no, even by a roidif also, any way you can kill him. That's the pasuk of umeis. Next word, umeis, we dashen b'chol misa shatiyokol amisa. Tanur Rabbanan, what like this? Machteris. If the pasuk so forth talking about a person comes and digs under the fence, under the door, only yelav machteris. Maybe only if you find the person digging under the wall. Rashi says shechot akoysel is digging under the wall. Gagoy, how do I know if a person's coming in on top of the roof? Rashi says olalay b'sulam. He has a 20-foot ladder and he's climbing up the roof. He's climbing up the roof. He's going to jump in over the roof. The kafifoi, or else chatzer of the kafifoi, he's coming in through yechotzer. He's coming through kafifoi. Rashi says v'nichtas b'derech haPesach. Shemot zepsuach. He finds the front door open. The jux walks in. How do we know? Even in such a case, also he's considered to be a roidei. That with a normal person, you have a right to kill him. Talmud loy minayin. Talmud Pesach says yimot say haganef mikol makom. Anywhere you find him, Rashi says mid loy ksiv in b'machteres yimotzenu oksiv haganef. So the word haganef is yisera extra mashma b'chol stodish yeniro l'chol haganef. Any way that to you it looks like he's coming to rob from you, you have a right to kill him. It's called a roidei. In Cain, if so, matam loyma machteris, why does the pasuk say that he's digging under the fence, machteris? If neisharev ganovim mitsuyu machteris, that's the normal case. In other words, most times the doors are locked. So he can't just break through the door. So he starts to dig under the fence. That's the normal way of coming in. Tani dechlon lev desos, not a price, machteris. The pasuk says if somebody digs under the fence, then you have a right to kill him. Ein liyela machteris, if he's digging under the fence. Gagu, you find him climbing on top of the roof. Chater of a kafifa is coming through the front door, through the kafifa, through the alleyway. Minayin, how do I know that also you have a right to kill him? Talmudim again, yimotzi aganef mikol makom. Anyway, you see the person coming to rob from you, there's a chazoka that you will resist, and therefore he's coming to kill you, you have a right to kill him first. Imkei, matamlein machteres, machteres zuhi hasrosli. Another story is, that's hasroh. In other words, like you're being warned there. You don't have to have another warning. The fact you're coming in, you know it yourself that you may be killed. Rashi says, Zuri Yasroh, so he means teach us, Shein Sarach Hasroh Chemish, you do not have to be warned any other way. Elohoga Miyad. But rather, when the owner sees this person digging under, he has a right to kill him right away. Techivin, since he's Tarach Amos Anav Shelachter, since he's doing such a big thing of digging under the door, digging under the fence, for sure he's doing it to go and kill the person. So therefore he knows the score, he knows that he may go kill that person, therefore the person inside has the right self-defense to kill him first. Omar Rav Huna, Koten HaRoidev, let's say a kid is running in even after another kid. One kid is running to kill another kid, Rashi says. Koten HaRoidev as Koten Achal Orgoy. You see, one kid is about to kill another kid. Same thing, Nitil Natsila Benavshoy. Anybody that's there is allowed to kill this roidef, the kid, to protect the other one, to protect the nirdef. Kisavar, roidef ainot tzorach hasroah. The chiddush is that a roidef does not need hasroah. You don't have to warn him. Because the kid, you can't warn. That's the chiddush. Like we just said, if you're a roidef, you do not have to be warned first. And therefore, loishin or godel, loishin or katan, doesn't make a difference if the roidef, the one that's running here to kill, is a godel or whether he's a katan. In both cases, the heter is to protect the nirdef. Therefore, you have a right to kill the roidev. That's the chakira of the Achrayim talk about. What's the yisur of the chayiv misa for roidev? Is it the pshat that a roidev is chayiv misa for the action that he's doing? Or is it only for self-protection? It's only because you have a right to protect the other person, that's why you have a right to kill him. It's not really considered the roidev as a chayiv misa for what he's doing. It only starts off as self-protection to save the nirdev, you have a right to kill the roidev. The other side is no. When a person is doing an action of being a roidef, for that alone you have a chiv misa. Alright. But Kol Parim here, it doesn't make a difference whether a person is a god or a katan. So it would be mashmir if it's for self-protection is good. Because the katan doesn't have a chiv misa. So how come if a katan is running after another katan, we have a right to kill this katan? So be mashmir, it's our self-protection. That you have a right to protect the nirdof, therefore even though the roidef is a katan, still you have a right to kill him. But not because the roidev has his own chiv misa. Is it true that a roidev does not have to be warned first? It says like this: Yotze roishoy a noigim boy. Here it's a question where a kid is coming out of the mother's stomach, and it's a question that the kid, Rashi says, beisha hamakasha leilat lemusakenis. where the lady is giving birth, and the doctor says it's a sakana now that this kid coming out may kill the mother. So the question is, are you allowed to kill the kid first to protect the mother? So it depends. Yotzer Reisha, if the head came out already, he's called born already, then a noigin boy. Then we have no right to kill this baby to protect the mother. Why? If he shame, Zoycha Nefesh, if a Nefesh. He can't kill the baby to save the mother. So the question is, Gamai, why not? Reidafu. The kid coming out, there was a Reidaf. He's the one that's killing the mother. The mother is normal. Mother's normal. The kid coming out, it's the baby that's going to kill the mother. Therefore, the locker is, before the baby's born, you're allowed to go in and kill the baby. But when the baby's head came out already, he's called a Nefesh, you can't kill him. The question is, why not? He's a Reidaf. The Gemara says, no, here's different. Shani Hosom to me Mishamaya Karatfila. Here it's not called that the baby, like with his own rotten, is going to kill the mother. It's not called like a cotton is going to kill. It's Minashamayim. It's the Abish that the Kosh Baruch is doing this. Therefore, you have no right to kill the baby. It's like this claw of the Yad Hashem. What? Yeah, but when a kid has his own brayra, his own choice to do it or not, when a kid is running after, the kid should not be running after it. Yeah. Still his choice. But here it's not the kid's choice. It's Minashamayim. This is not called a Reidish. Mirashamayim come around filay. Nay Mesailei Raidif Shay Raidif Akhaber Lahorgoy Amaloy Ray Yisrahuba. Alright, we'll stop here. You have holding the fine base in the base. Here in the shallow was about a Raidif. Do you have to have Hasra? Does he have to be warned first or not? So he said a Svar Raidif does not have to be warned. Svar says, name a Mesailei, around 10 lines from the bottom. Name of Masala, let me bring another proof. It says, Roidev Shoye Roidev Hachachaveru Lahorgoy. If Reuven was running after Shimon to kill him. So, Oimaloi, people that are there are supposed to say to this Reuven that's running after him, Rei, look, Shay Yisraelhu, you're running after another Jew. Or Ben Brisu, is a Ben Bris, he has a Bris Mila. Fiatoram, the Torah says, Shofech Dam Odom, Biyodom, Domi Yeshofech. That if you kill somebody, we're going to kill you. Omra Torah says, Hatzel Domu Shozeh, but Domu Shozeh. And the Torah tells us, we're allowed to stop you. We're allowed to kill you. What are you doing now? You're going to kill somebody. So, that's all you have to say. So Rashi brings a proof that you do not need a real Hasra. Because before in the Gemara we had, that Hasra means the person has to be mekabel upon himself and say, Afal Pikein, even so, still I'm going to do it. And here it doesn't say that he has to say that. That's the proof that by a Reidev, you do not have to give him real Hasra. Samara says, maybe there's no proof over here. I'll tell you, he, this price, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, we learn like this. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, he says it all over. Maybe it's not only a special halacha by a Reidev, but that's his sheet through all over that he holds chaver. If a person knows what's doing, if he's a chaver, and Tzara Hasra, you do not have to warn him. Why? Because of Yosef's svar is lefish lo nitnu hasro elo lahavchin ben shoygin lemezid. The yisoid of hasro is not that the person has to say afal pikein, tell us, even though I know, still I'm going to do it. It's just that he can't have an answer back. I was a shoygin, I didn't realize it was asa. As long as the person realizes that it's asa, that's called hasro. So maybe this price that all you have to tell the reidif is stop what you're doing. It's an issa. Even though he doesn't answer us back and say Afal Pikein, there's no proof that it holds you do not need Hasra special by Reidev. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yosi, that he yells all over the Hasra is only to let him realize what he's doing. But maybe Reidev needs Hasra like anything else. So here, from this parashah, there's no proof. Toshma, come and bring another proof. It says, Reidev, Shoye Reidev Achachaveru Lahorgoy. Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him. So Amaloi, people that are there should say to this Reuven, Rei, look, Shay Yisraelhu, you're running after Shimon, he's a Jew, or Ben Brisu is a Jew. The Torah says, Shofech dam odom biyodom, doma yishofech. If you spill somebody's blood, your blood will be spilled. So it depends. Imam, if the person answers back and says, Yoideyani, Shukain, I know this is the fact, Potter. If all he answers back is, I know it. But he does not say, Afal Pikein, even so, I'm still going to do it. Like we do not see that he was Mekabel Dasra, you can't kill him. But if he answers back, Al Menas Kein on the Yosei, still I'm going to do it, even though I know what you're saying, still I'm going to kill him, Chayiv. then there's a loch of roidev, then we have a right to kill him. So here you see clearly you do need hasruah. You see, you only have a right to kill the roidev if you first warn him, and he answers back and says, afal pekein, even so, still I'm going to do it. Says, not like the Gemara we had before, that roidev does not need hasruah. So Morin says, Leitzrich, here it's different. I'll tell you, this price is talking about to koyi betray ivrid and hara. Here we're talking about you're on two opposite sides of the river. In other words, Reuven is on the other side of the river about to kill Shimon. Two Edim are on the other side of the river. So now they cannot stop Reuven. They cannot kill Reuven. At the most they can do is, after Reuven kills Shimon, tomorrow they'll bring him to Beis Din. They'll be Betaris Edis. But right now, to stop Reuven, they're on the other side of the river. So here, for sure, you need Hasra. The din that are right, if we had before, you do not have to warn him. That's only if you go to kill him for self-protection to save the other person. Hey, Spashas, Reuven is killing Shimon. Whoever is there has a right to kill Reuven without warning him. But here, Bashas, Maisi, you can't do anything. You're on the other side of the river. All you could do is take him to Beis Din tomorrow. For Beis Din to kill him, he has to be warned first. That's the Teres here. The koy betray avid in hara. The leimotzi atzule. He can't save him right now. So my ikud the boy, what do you want to do? Asuyle vedina. You want to bring him tomorrow. You know that he killed somebody. You want to be an edus to have him killed. If so, vedina boy yasro. That's treated that Beis Din can only kill somebody if the person was warned first. That's true on this brisa. But it could be if you're there, Bishas, Reuven's killing Shimon, the real Raidev, to stop him, you could stop him, kill him without Hasru. You're allowed to. Yeah, we hold you allowed to. Right. He boy is saying, I'm saying this price just means it could be, but the Allah is you're allowed to. He boy is saying, another terrorist is like this. Omalach Rafuna will say, Ano di Amri, Kitana de Machteris. Like, even if you want to say there's a brisa that argues on me, but I have a brisa like me, we dashim before machteris. What did the Torah say, machteris? The teacher said you do not need hasra. So there is a brisa like Rav Huna. The Yoma that he says, machterosoi zui yasrosoi. So according to this answer, it could be it's a machlokes tanoim. Just Rav Huna has a brisa like him that holds with a machteris, you do not have to warn him first. You have a right to atzolos nefashos to save the nirdaf. Now the Mishnah says,